Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Hump day, noon, halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here.
Hump day, do me baby.
Yeah, it was a fitting fitting intro to the segment.
It was.
Well done by Bo. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. Grant McCauley is going to join us in about 20 minutes. We'll talk some Braves with him. They've already won the series in Houston. Go for the sweep today. Unfortunate news about Ozzie Albies. Yeah. His thoughts on that and everything else Braves related. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well.
Yesterday, because the transfer portal opened and the kid, the tackle who went from Alabama to Iowa back to Alabama, he had a do not call. And didn't know what it meant. And since Rusty was here, told me it means that basically don't call me. All right.
He said, like, he made an Instagram post or something like that said, don't contact me?
Basically. And so that means, because he know where he's going. He know he's going
Got
back
it.
To Alabama. So
don't that's just for, like,
yeah.
other coaches.
Yeah, for other coaches. Got don't it. Bother calling me or anything like that. So he's going back there. Because we were talking about, that was the one thing I was waiting for is, like, because we were having fun with Deion yesterday.
Right.
And obviously him, that's his thing. The portal's his thing. He tell kids, high school kids, everything. He said he don't even go to nobody's house. I don't got to go recruit you. I'm going to this portal recruit. I need some already made thoroughbreds. DM Shador or DM me?
Yeah. Offensive players, DM Shador. Yes. Defensive players, DM me. Yeah. And then he made some joke that I didn't entirely get about his other son, which is fine because he's always making fun of his other son.
Yeah, I was making fun of his other son. I don't know how that's going to turn out, Andy.
Neither do I. Neither do I. I don't know how it's going to turn out.
But it's pretty funny.
It's very funny.
It's very funny.
It's definitely entertaining. Yeah. It's within the rules.
It is.
Like, the transfer portal's open, so
but it's pretty funny.
They're allowed to communicate with kids like that. And it is, I don't know if it's the most. Maybe there's one that's more, but this is the most college football in 2024 story that you could possibly think of.
Yes.
Deion Sanders openly saying on social media, if you want to come play for me and you're a transfer, or maybe you haven't even entered the portal yet.
Yeah.
If
don't get in the portal and come to Colorado.
Hit me up, DM me, or my son, who's the quarterback.
and
let us know.
Because we ain't hard to find.
We're not hard to find.
Hell yeah. So 2024.
Yeah. Again, I don't know if it's going to work out. It didn't last year.
Exactly.
I mean, they got off to a fun start, and they were a big story and all that kind of stuff, and I think they lost every game in the Pac-12 that they played in. And now the Pac-12's over, and now they've moved conferences. So a lot has taken place in his first.
I keep on forgetting. Like, still, right now.
Well, it still exists.
It still exists.
But there's just two teams.
But it's two teams.
Yeah.
But it's still, I'm still like, damn, they're, like, the Pac-12 is no more.
Right.
Like, Washington's officially a Big Ten school.
Yeah, Washington's a Big Ten school.
They're officially
and
a Big Ten
school.
And now that
the basketball, well, I think, is there any spring sport still going on? I think,
track.
Like, softball,
track.
Right?
Isn't,
like,
a track
women,
also.
The women's softball, I think they're still in the Pac-12 for that. And then when this academic year ends, then everything transitions over. But, like,
I was saying track also.
Yeah, yeah, all that stuff.
Anything
that's still going on from a college athletic standpoint is still, they're still in that conference, but then it ends at the end of the year. While we're talking about the end of the Pac-12, I saw this nugget from some sports business reporter on Twitter the other day. George Klyavkov, who was the commissioner at the end of the Pac-12, the guy who famously didn't take the deal from ESPN and then allowed the Big 12 to get it, and the Big 12 still exists and the Pac-12 is dead. Mm-hmm. He went to a media professor on campus and was like, hey, what do you think we should do? And the media professor, who had never thought about it before, was like, nah, don't do it. That was his big plan, was to talk to, anyway. He was, I didn't realize this, he was in charge of the MGM group that owned the Las Vegas Aces in 2021 when they sold it to Mark
Davis
and Tom Brady. You know how much they sold that WNBA team to those guys for in 2021? $2 million.
Get the hell out of here.
$2 million.
That's all.
It's already worth 10 times that
much.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
They've won back-to-back WNBA titles since Mark Davis and Tom Brady took over. And now, with what seems like it's about to happen in that league,
it's going to expand
like
anymore.
That, who knows what that team might be with. So that's his last two jobs.
Wow.
That's George Klyavkov's last two jobs. Was he sold the Aces to the Davis family for $2 million, and then he tanked the Pac-12.
Wow.
I would just say don't hire him.
I would say leave him alone.
Yeah, if you're out there looking to hire
him. I would definitely
say
leave him alone.
Yeah.
Don't let him do anything where it's involved him accepting money.
Yeah. Don't let him be in charge of anything, okay? Don't let that guy be in charge of a damn thing. Yeah. Otherwise, it's going to be mismanaged. That all to say, just like there's probably, you know, there's people driving around right now. Maybe you're on your lunch break. And maybe you just started a new job and you're like, man, I don't know if I'm qualified for this. Mm-hmm. This is a hard job. I've got imposter syndrome. Don't feel that way. Because there are people way dumber than you, way less qualified than you,
are responsible for more important jobs. Responsible for the well-being of an entire conference
in college. There's idiots making millions of dollars right now and have no idea what they're doing. And you know what's crazy about those idiots is they walk around every day, chest out. So they look confident.
Right.
That's 95% of life, just walking around looking confident.
Yes.
So if you're on your way to Zaxby's right now, and you're going to go get a chicken sandwich. Uh-huh. And you're like, man, I don't know. I got this big. Just act like you know what you're doing. That's it. Because you're definitely better at your job than George Klyavkov.
Which
is
that?
That's all.
Don't forget to strut, man. Strut.
Just strut.
Strutting is such a, because you could tell non-confident walks.
Yeah.
You can.
Absolutely.
You can tell non-confident walks.
You walk into that meeting. Mm-hmm. Non-confidently, the meeting's already tanked, all right? You walk in there, like, just pretend you're George Klyavkov, okay?
Dude.
Just walk in there.
Where did he come from?
I don't know. Who knows? He was a lawyer, and then he worked for Major League Baseball or something like that.
There's the rub right there.
Yeah. And now it's right just going to – so or last thought on this, we'll get to an NFL in the huddle. If you want to ruin your business, you're looking to ruin your business, hire this guy.
Because he is awful.
Yeah. Within three years, you'll be done.
If those are his last two major – like things, he's awful.
Those are the last two things on his resume.
He's awful.
And I bet you right now he's making six figures, maybe even seven, to be a consultant for some company. And because that's just what happens. Like when you get to that level, even if you fail spectacularly, you only fall like one level down.
I want to be a consultant.
Me too. I don't know what we're going to consult on.
Hell no.
But that's all I want to do is consult.
Yes. Because that just sounds like a cool-ass job.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm a consultant.
Everybody, every time you ever play golf, middle of the day, middle of the week, and it's not like spring break, you play with a consultant.
Everywhere.
You're either unemployed or you're a consultant.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What the hell are you consulting on?
He's got nice clubs.
Whenever they
brand new shoes.
And when you ask a consultant what they do, and they say, well, they're lying. They're lying.
And I want to be a consultant.
Yeah, they're lying.
All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
So what do you do? Well, liar.
NFL no huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Let's hear from Raheem Morris talking about, this is something we brought up earlier in this week. This is sort of like this just going to exist as far as a topic goes leading into this Falcons season. But we're not going to think that much about it because we can't do anything about it. Here he is talking about Kirk Cousins' Achilles.
He's moving forward really well. He's doing such a good job. And we want to get him to build. And obviously, April 2nd, we'll start our offseason program. He'll be in the building.
April
He'll be
2nd.
In full attendance. I know we've all seen the famous tennis court video that we all get excited about. But I'm going to let the people that's a lot smarter than me handle when exactly put him out there. And we'll make sure we're cautious and we listen. I know he's eager, so I won't ask him. Because if you ask him, he'd be on the field tomorrow.
Right.
We'll make sure we take the proper steps to make sure he's ready to win.
Ain't no reason to rush him out there.
That's an old clip, though.
Yeah.
I thought maybe there was some new information on his Achilles.
There's no reason for him to be out there at all. Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to be out there and doing stuff.
When
with
does
teammates.
He need to be out there?
Training camp.
Okay, August.
Yeah,
late July. August.
Even though his first one of his first interviews after he was signed, he was like, you know, maybe be doing somebody in the spring, like maybe the mandatory minicamp might be able to get out there, throw pat and go, throw some one on ones with no drop or something like that. But yeah, no, don't put him out there. No, you sit your ass down, Kirk. you dive into this, but you bring your team. Because this is the time when coaches aren't allowed. It's just you and a strength coach. Mm-hmm. Your coaches and all that aren't allowed. This is usually after the workout, usually player-driven things where, you know, all the quarterbacks, receivers get together, the defensive line get together and all those different things. This is also the time, you know, and I don't know, you know, Kirk got plenty of bread. That's one of the things that do now. You fly all the receivers somewhere.
A good idea.
Yeah, you fly all your receivers to Florida or somewhere, and you throw.
No offense to Florida, but he's got better than Florida money. Like, we can go to where we want to go play catch and run routes. Let's go to Antigua.
Where I mean, the owner's boat's down there. Where we found out.
Yeah, I already had Antigua on my mind.
Yeah, we found out that's where because we were.
Yeah, Arthur Blank could fly him down there. They could stay on the super yacht.
Where's Arthur Blank's boat at? I was like, maybe you said Savannah. I said maybe in Jacksonville off the coast. He's like, no, it's in Antigua.
We were thinking too small.
Yeah,
we forgot Arthur Blank has his own private jet.
Yes, he does.
He can get that. How long's the trip to Antigua from here on a private jet? You don't have to go through security or anything.
3 hours, maybe.
Okay, you just go. You drive up there. Mm-hmm. You park on the runway.
Yeah, park the signature. Go to signature and park.
Go on your jet,
mm-hmm.
and then fly to Antigua, mm-hmm. and then land and get on your super yacht.
Yep.
And then they're off the coast. You're in the water, obviously, in your super yacht. You look onto the beach, and you see your new $100 million quarterback.
I love it.
Throwing routes to Kyle Pitts and Drake London.
I love it.
Darnell Mooney.
Damn.
That was a good idea.
We have quarterbacks to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, if only you would have played with a franchise-level quarterback. No, you did in San Diego.
I did, and we would – I didn't ever go to off-season conditioning. So.
Where did he have it, in Alabama?
I don't know where he had it. I didn't go to off-season conditioning.
You guys can
in San
all
Diego.
Meet me down here in Alabama.
Yeah, no, I won't go.
I'll run some routes.
I love San Diego, but I like Miami better. So I think I'll stay here. I'll stay here this off-season.
Where did
see you in July.
Where's Jay Fiedler's off-season passing
Dude,
academy?
I tell you what we used to do. This is, no lie. We used to go to Dartmouth because that's where
New Hampshire?
He's from up that way. That's where he went to school at.
Okay.
And so, he would have a camp and stuff. So we would go to his camp. But no, we weren't throwing nothing like that. But no, I mean, it's just one of the things. I saw that, because this is a different time. Like, they're all working out together. Iron sharpens iron. I don't want my iron to sharpen another tight end's iron.
No.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that. Like, I didn't understand all that. Now it's more prevalent than ever. All these guys work out together. Yep. And my first time experiencing that, I felt a certain type of way. Like, we were down at training, and, like, Vernon Davis and a couple other tight ends, Shockey and all of them, we were all being the same group together. I went like, what up, boy? No, we competing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to be better than you.
Yeah, I don't want to go. Hey, dog, you want to go get some espresso?
It's a very different day.
No. Damn espresso with you?
There was a Bob Gibson quote I saw on Twitter yesterday about that exact same thing. Yeah. He was like the pitcher from the Cardinals back in the day. He was like, I hated the All-Star game because I had to be around all these guys that I wanted to destroy.
Yeah.
11 months and 30 days out of the year, and then that one day we're supposed to hang out and be teammates?
Yeah.
I hated it. Yeah, I liked being an all-star. I hated being teammates with those guys. I love it. Yeah. And now they're swapping jerseys. And
loving on each other.
Who knows what else.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Bunking up.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you want to rent an Airbnb?
Hey, yeah. How about that? There's a bunk bed on the rooms. You get the top.
All right, there's nothing wrong with getting a bunk bed with your buddy, all right? That happens sometimes. Saves money.
At what age?
Whatever age you want. Bunk beds are fun for 10-year-olds and 40-year-olds. Okay?
What 40-year-olds you don't sleep on bunk bed on purpose?
I guess I was 39. We'll talk to Grant McCauley.
Where the hell you sleep on a bunk bed at?
When I went to Miami.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that. Never mind.
We got a little tiny hotel room and there's bunk beds. It's pretty fun.
My bad, though.
I had the top bunk, though.
I ain't judging.
It was cost-effective.
There it is.
Grant McCauley will join us next. We'll talk some Braves with Grant. Get his thoughts on what the Braves do with no Ozzie for the next month or so and everything else Braves with Grant after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter,
and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That would be funny. Yes, we might have to get back into that in about 20 minutes.
Yes,
as the final piece of the 2024 men's Olympic basketball team has been announced, Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, man.
Kawhi Leonard, another veteran added to the roster as they go for the gold. Again, I think that would be 5 straight gold medals for them in the Olympics, which would be pretty cool. Last time they didn't do it was in 2004. But anyway, we'll get back into that. Somebody's banned from basketball for life.
Goodness
as well.
Gracious.
At the news on that one, we'll get to in 20 minutes. But before we do any of that, let's get Grant McCauley in here to talk some Atlanta Braves. Our 92.9 The Game Braves insider, host of From the Diamond every single weekend right here on the radio station. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate at 855-299-SOLD. Grant, how are you?
You back.
Doing great, guys. Great to be back.
I know that you've probably already done a lot. I heard you on Duke's Bell yesterday and obviously on social media and all talking about Ozzy and the injury and the implications mm-hmm. of it and all that. Let me because obviously Ozzy is so talented in so many different ways. There's the on-field ways, there's the leadership. Where do you feel like they're going to miss Ozzy Albies? If there's one thing specifically that they're going to miss most from him not being available for however long it is, what do you think that's going to be?
I mean, it's a little combination of everything. I mean, the hopes obviously are that he's not going to be gone for an incredibly long time. Like, say, you know, a couple of years ago when he broke his foot and he missed, 90 days or so, or 81 games, I believe, as it broke down. So basically half a season. Knowing that that's not necessarily something you have to worry about this time around probably gives everybody a little bit of comfort that you didn't have the last time, because with the broken toe rather than the broken foot, they feel like, a couple of weeks they're going to reassess this thing. Maybe that's all it is. Maybe it's 3, 4, whatever it is. They're not going to rush him back, but they want him to be, healthy and healed and back in there. They'll be back at home, so he'll be around the club the entire time. I don't know if he'll travel at all for this, and a lot of times injured players obviously don't. But, having Ozzy Albies in the lineup every day goes without saying that's important. But what he means to this club in a bigger picture sense is something that I think people have recognized over the past few years as some of the names and some of the faces change. But Ozzy Albies has been a constant for this club throughout its run of success. So not having him around and not having him plugged in all the ways that he can be, that's going to be an adjustment for this club. And the production on the field, it's hard to replace this guy.
So, Grant, how do they do this as far as is it going to be the – because I know it's hardly brought up another – picked up the option or whatever, the contract, whatever, of another second baseman. How do they go mm-hmm. about this? Is it righty-lefty? Is it who has a hot hand? How do you think they go about the rotation at second base?
Yeah, it could be a little bit of both, to be honest with you. I don't know that they'll have hard and fast rules about it, but they could do a little bit of platooning here and there, just trying to get some guys – regular bats, give an opportunity, show what they can do. David Fletcher's the guy they brought up from AAA Gwinnett. They picked him up in a trade with the Angels over the offseason, outrighted him off the roster, but they did still owe him a considerable, chunk of money for the next couple of years, or this year and next year. I believe it's about $7 million per season. And, you might as well see if he can help you out here. I mean, the idea, I don't think, was necessarily to dump him altogether, but if some team wanted to pick him up off waivers, they were going to let that happen.
Right.
But to have more roster flexibility is how he ended up in AAA, to make a long story, I guess, a little bit longer. But good on base skills, versatile. I think he's a decent shortstop option as well, so he gives you a little bit of versatility, and yeah, that can help out. And then obviously we saw Luis Guillorme, who was in the lineup in the game 2 with Ozzy out and is in the lineup again for the finale in Houston. He's going to get a little bit of an opportunity as well, and hopefully, you can have Ozzy back sooner than later. But when exactly that is clearly the the multi-million dollar question.
No doubt. The good news is the Braves have continued to win, with the injury to Ozzie in the first game against the Astros. He played 8 innings with a broken toe, which is pretty badass. And then they win again yesterday. Ronaldo Lopez off to just an incredible start. And I realize like a 0.5 ERA is not sustainable. But what that you've seen from him do you feel like might really be the real deal through 3 starts?
Yeah, I mean, as much as anything, it's just consistency and being able to carry through that start and not kind of wear down after the second time through the order, because that was going to be the real test, I think, for Ronaldo in going from a bullpen weapon to a starter, which is something he very much wanted, and the Braves are giving him the opportunity to do. But, you know, he's maintained that velocity. He's got a little bit extra when he needs to reach back for it. I saw him hit 97 last night. You know, he's got a good enough offering between his fastball and his slider to stay ahead of hitters, and he's been throwing strikes. And if he's doing all of those things, that makes me feel like he's in a place where he can succeed. It's not going to be 6 shutout innings every time or 6 innings of 1-run ball every time, but you look at what's happened over the course of the season here very early, pleasant surprise and then some has been what Ronaldo Lopez has been able to do out of what is now going to become the 4th spot in the rotation. Yep. So his role has also gotten even more important. And despite all of the questions we have and injuries the Braves are dealing with, best record in the National League here in the early going, and that's a trend they'd very much like to keep up.
Hey, Grant, we saw Darius Vine did pretty good the other day and everything like that, so obviously we talk about earning another start. At what point these guys like him and the Schusters and guys like that, at what point do you look at it as where, well, they could have a bad start but yet can still continue to have another start?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of a case-by-case basis, and I don't know if I could really tell you from the outside looking in exactly why all of the decisions were made last year. In some cases, it was obvious. In other cases, I just looked at it and thought, well, I would kind of keep that guy around. Sometimes they need the extra arm, so I get it. But, you know, we'll kind of see how this one plays out this year. It looks like Darius Vines is going to get another start, you know, next time through the rotation this weekend. But I'm still kind of curious, you know, where Bryce Elder falls in. Do they call him up at the start of the week and get him locked into a rotation spot, and Darius Vines just kind of help them get there and timing all of that out? But it kind of remains to be seen, I guess, and we're all going to find out together. But I feel like Bryce Elder, given what he's been able to do and his experience at the big league level beyond Darius Vines and Alan Winans and A.J. Smith-Shawver, who's not quite stretched out yet, and obviously Hurston Waldrop, who is yet to pitch in the big leagues, you've got an experienced guy that you can plug into the rotation that a lot of teams would love to have. So hopefully they're able to answer this question internally, and hopefully, I think for everybody involved, I mean, maybe this won't help out the young guys trying to make a good impression, but that revolving door just doesn't seem to be the ideal scenario.
Grant McCauley joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy talking some Braves baseball. Again, a nice win last night in the first game. Without Ozzie Albies, you saw Michael Harris batting second, which is something we talked about before the season anyway. Yep. Now they can sort of easily do that, at least for the time being. Do you feel like that's what they do consistently while Ozzie is out, or is that something they might tinker with a little bit and give somebody else a chance to bat second at times?
I do, but I think they're going to stick with Harris in that role. I mean, they could have a moving part here or there, but he's a prototypical, you know, top of the order type hitter. I mean, he's not going to hit leadoff because we know who's going to do that. And you've got 3, 4, 5 taken care of with 3 of the best sluggers in the National League. But putting him, his, you know, skills and abilities, you know, his base running, you know, that aspect of him and Ronald Acuna Jr. does a lot of what, you know, Ozzie Albies and Ronald Acuna Jr. can do when they get on base. That's another factor that people have to, you know, take into account if you're the opposing pitcher. How do you control that running game? And, you know, Michael just happens to be one of the most talented young hitters in baseball, and getting him more plate appearances is a net positive in a situation where you didn't want it to necessarily happen this way, but it is opportunity. And over the course of 162 games in a baseball season, as we've seen, opportunities come at different times and for different reasons, and I think Michael Harris is more than prepared and more than qualified to bat second in the Braves order, and I'm excited to see what he does.
Is Ronnie just off a little bit when we talk about the power numbers? It seems like he's going to catch up to it. We know that, Grant, but it doesn't seem like he may be just a tick off, because everything else is fine. Everything else looks good, but it's just those power numbers right now.
Yeah, and the power is going to manifest itself in games. I mean, he's looked fine. He's looked normal to me. I mean, I think the launch angle has been a little bit off. And there was about a week and a half or so where the hard hit rate for him, it wasn't there. To your point, he was kind of off there. But now we've seen on this road trip, he's squaring the ball up regularly. He's yanked a couple of foul balls that would be homers, you know, if he was able to keep them fair. and a couple inside the park that just didn't, you know, get out for him. But it's getting there. And with the hard hit rate coming up and the adjustment that he made last year, remember, it was kind of a slow start for homers. Maybe not this slow, but there weren't a lot in the first 2-3 weeks of the season. And then all of a sudden, Ronald's a guy that he can hit 5 or 6 in a week, right, and he can hit 10 or more in a month. And next thing you know, these numbers start to look a lot more like the guy we saw last year, and he's got a lot of baseball left this season to make that happen.
Is this just missed a large portion of spring and kind of maybe got out of rhythm a little bit and finding his way back into rhythm, or is it kind of just bad luck or whatever?
Yeah. Maybe a little bit of all of that, but over the course of the 162 games as well, as we see, you know, depending on when exactly something happens, it's more noticeable. If Ronald had raced out to a fast start in the first 10 games and hit 5 or 6 home runs, then didn't hit one for 15 games, you might kind of say,
right,
huh, I wonder when he's going to hit another homer. But now we're sitting here saying, when is he going to finally hit a homer?
Right.
So it all, you know, the context is key here. So as far as all of that goes, I think it could be a little bit of the spring training thing, but I also think that health-wise, he's in a good place. The swing to me looks like it's really starting to dial in, and the hard hit contact, as I talked about, is coming up. And when Ronald's going well, he hits the ball harder and more consistently than entire teams in Major League Baseball. So I feel like he's going to get there, and all we get to do is sit back and enjoy the ride, enjoy the show.
That's one of the keys. That's one of the key beliefs this show's built on, Grant. Context is key.
Yes.
Got to have the full context.
Yes.
And also sitting back and enjoying the ride. We like to do that as well. Grant, thank you.
Appreciate it, G-Mac.
You got it, guys.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider. Again, check out From the Diamond every single weekend. The best Braves coverage you're going to find. Follow him on Twitter, @ Grant McCauley as well. He's all over it. Braves got an early one today, too,
yeah,
by
man.
The way. 2:10 first pitch.
What do they call that out there? Here they call it a nooner, right?
Like a businessman special.
They call it that out there, too?
I think so.
Okay.
And those all have multiple meanings because a nooner is totally something else.
Yeah. That's why I like the word.
I like a nooner.
You call it business. What do you call it? A what? What's it called?
Businessman special.
Well, you know, businessman special.
Some places call it a business person special.
Who goes over there in business suits to a baseball game? Really?
Oh, yeah.
People
leave work and go to
especially people Bosies.
In hot ass Atlanta?
You come down to the Truist Club, you might see a nice pair of slacks.
What's crazy is that these people go outside and watch baseball games.
Loafers.
With jackets on.
Yeah, I don't like, there's something about being rich and not getting hot. Because I don't get it.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing.
Because I'll be in shorts and a t-shirt and sweaty because I'm poor, I guess. I don't know.
That goes back to the same thing as kids in full damn sweatsuits up under the covers, sleeping. With the damn heat on.
What are these rich people doing? They're in there. They got like tweed jackets on in the summer in Atlanta.
I don't know.
I guess they're just cool.
Yeah.
Just cool. It's good material. Quality. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get back into the big story of the day in about 15 minutes from right now. Obviously, what the Braves have been doing in Houston and unfortunately some of the injuries, but the Hawks have a chance to extend their season tonight. Got to win for the chance to play again and then win that one, and then they can get into the playoffs. But got to beat the Bulls first tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll get to the back page with Bo in just a minute as well. Before we do that,
what an idiot.
We had mentioned this a couple weeks ago when the news came out, and then briefly just a few minutes ago, former Toronto Raptors backup center, Jonte Porter, he who made a couple bets on himself and other things around the NBA, has been banned for life. They banned him for life from the NBA.
You can't come back.
No, you can't even go to any
You
games.
Can't go to your brother plays. You can't even go see your brother.
Nope, can't even watch him.
Yeah.
Can't even watch him on TV. They're playing the Lakers in the first round. Jonte's not allowed to watch.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable that he was
so dumb.
Let's call
it
that.
Is. Dumb.
It's not unbelievable. I'm not surprised that he's banned for life.
Oh, no,
Adam
no,
Silver had that. To come, had yeah. to throw the
yes.
absolute
yes.
house
but
at
it's
him.
Just amazing that's one that goes back to that whole situation with everybody who's been in trouble with this gambling stuff and football and him, like, oh, ain't nobody going to find out. Dude, they got people specifically looking for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically looking for athletes,
especially right now for stuff like this.
Yes. They have a I want to call it a task force or nothing like that, bunk. They have people mm-hmm. who are specifically assigned to looking for athletes in betting.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Exactly right.
They are.
Well, also Vegas and the people that are behind these sorts of things are not good. Like, Vegas not trying to lose money.
No.
Okay? So they're going to notice unusual behavior. Like, they're monitoring all of this stuff.
Yes.
So when a bunch of random prop bets come in
on
a backup center
on you
for the Raptors, and then he leaves the game early twice, you're going to get caught.
You don't think them folks notice you left the game?
It's wild. You have to. It's a certain level, and I don't want. I mean, he's a young man, all that stuff. But
damn
whatever.
That like, young. You know right from wrong.
It's a certain level of dumb that leads you to believe you're so smart.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you have to be so convinced that you're so much smarter than everyone else that you can. The only possibility is that you're actually this dumb.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at.
Yeah. But the biggest thing. What was the biggest thing though? He bet on his team.
He bet
to lose.
For his team to lose.
Yes.
Which is also just like you got to. This is, like, wrong philosophically. Like, all this stuff is bad. You shouldn't do it. But, like, you bet on your guys to lose?
Yes.
Like, you're a part of the team?
Yes.
Like, you got to get out of here. I was just looking. It's like, I don't recall a lot of NBA players being banned for life. There's some. Like, O.J. Mayo.
O.J. Mayo's banned for life.
For life.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought he was able to. He was able to ask for reinstatement because O.J. was
he
on
is
that.
He's eligible or for eligible. Reinstatement. But as of now, he has not been reinstated.
Oh, yeah. And O.J. was on that. Yeah,
painkillers.
Yeah.
Donald Sterling was banned for life.
I remember that one.
banned for life. That one's done. And then there's a couple guys throughout history. I don't know all the details and all that kind of stuff, but it doesn't happen very often.
Wow.
They also have to do this very loudly and very clearly just to say to anybody else who's thinking about doing any sort of gambling on the league.
Try us.
Now that we're making all this money off of gambling and partnerships with these outlets. Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be another one, right?
Oh, of course it was. Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah,
because people don't learn like this. Yeah. No one's gonna. I don't know how you learn. I guess you just learn from your own mistakes, but you're not gonna learn from someone else's. Anyway, let's get to the back page with Bo. So we're brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So Caitlin Clark making her rounds right now. She's on the Pat McAfee Show. Yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show, Brock Purdy was on, Mr. Irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in the offseason, Brock Purdy is endorsing John Deere tractors. So he was in San Francisco filming a John Deere tractor commercial, and he tells an interesting story about saving a woman's life.
Dude, we're shooting this commercial by a hill on the outside of the city, and I see this thing, you know, trotting by, and it had a long tail. I was like, bro, it looks like a mini wolf. And sure enough, no one was going to scream. And I was like, all right. And so I screamed and I was like, yo, there's a coyote. And that thing went running off. But yeah, it could have been an ugly day on the shoot, but we saved her.
Oh, God.
Brock Purdy saves a woman's life from a coyote attack.
Yeah, right.
Which begs the question.
He screamed.
Randman Michael.
Yes.
How many coyotes could you fend off?
Probably about two.
To save a woman's life.
Probably about two or three. Coyotes ain't that big.
Oh, no, yeah, I think a wolf on crack.
You could take a pack of coyotes.
Yeah, but coyotes ain't that big.
You can take a pack?
Huh?
They're about as big.
But like,
it's like a skinny German Shepherd.
I could take on two. Now, this is the thing. Like, when I was in San Diego, and so where our practice facility was, it was in Mission Valley, but pretty much surrounded by the mountains and stuff. There was this big hill, and during training, we would run up the thing, but the practice fields were down there. The damn mountain lion sitting up top. And they had, like, they canceled, like, they made us go in. They were like, y'all want to go in. And we were sitting
But
like,
you didn't want to.
No, we're sitting out there. It's 60 of us. It's 100 football players out here in pads.
And one mountain
lion.
And they didn't want y'all to go outside.
We could take
you guys would win that fight.
But they canceled. Like, they didn't cancel practice, but they stopped practice. Because he was sitting there, but he was watching ball. Maybe he likes football.
He was a Chargers
I don't
fan.
Know. But yeah, I was like, come on down here. So, yeah, pack a coyotes. Yeah. That's about what I assumed.
I saw Brock Purdy's a little dude. If he can shout at a coyote and runs away.
I
saw a dog beat up a damn coyote before, right? So I know I can do it. What is a coyote? An oversized cat with some dog in it?
It's a wolf on crack, basically.
With some dog
They're
in
all
it?
Skinny and frail. They don't eat a lot.
They're sneaky, you know, though.
They are sneaky.
They're sneaky, though. I don't think they could outsmart you.
Oh, yeah.
But they'll like befriend the cat and make it feel comfortable and then lure it out into the – and then they just attack it.
Yeah.
It's one of the worst
sounds. They're
cowards. One of the worst sounds you can hear is a smaller animal. Like, oh, the coyote's got him.
Have you ever heard it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sometimes. My my uncle's lived out, my uncle lived out in, or yeah, still has a house out in the country, and it's like, yeah, you'd hear it sometimes. Oh, they got one of the cats.
There are even cats, though, that can fend off a coyote.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah.
We every once in a while, because I've told you this before, and it remains true, I think that the mating pattern, the migration mating pattern of the Cobb County coyotes comes through my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so every once in a while during coyote mating season, we'll get an alert from our cameras outside that there's a coyote out there.
Really?
Probably just wondering if Boone's interested.
All right.
But Boone's now, like, no, take it easy. You guys are...
You run up on Boone, you want to.
Yeah. You said that the mountain lion
Boone's got higher standards than that.
San Diego, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, mountain lion up on a mountain. Let's say they didn't make y'all go inside. Mm-hmm. And you don't even have to say a name, but I bet you can think of that one teammate that would have gone first and gotten messed up by that mountain lion.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the first guy in is going to get pretty jacked up by
no,
the mountain
lion.
No, I
got football equipment on.
Oh, he don't care?
Please.
You saying it would have been you?
Man, I've been that damn three-point stance far off and headbutt the hell out there. He can't bite through no helmet. What, buckle that chin strap? He can't bite through no helmet. Can't bite through no helmet.
Add it to the list. Mountain lion and a pack of coyotes.
Coyote.
We hadn't had one in a while, so that's good. We got two today. Yeah. That's good. Add it to the list.
Put that helmet on, dog. I wore sleeves in practice in the summertime, so I didn't have to worry about that.
I don't think that mountain lion's talons cares about sleeves.
Okay.
From mountain lions, coyotes, now to eagles. And the Philadelphia Eagles may be in danger of not being able to wear their home jerseys when they go play in Brazil later in the year.
Huh.
So
why?
I
wonder why.
The Corinthians, it's the Corinthians arenas where they're going to play in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
They have a rivalry with the Palmeiras
mm-hmm.
that is so intense
mm-hmm. the green,
that
yeah.
they have banned green.
Because they were green, yeah.
That
oh,
shade
wow.
of green
yeah.
from
okay.
the stadium.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming maybe the Eagles will go in their blacks because I really, really like the blacks.
Yeah, because Green Bay is green, too.
Oh, good call there.
Yeah, they're green, too. So
but they got whites with yellow
yeah,
helmets.
Yeah, they're with the white right. ones.
Well, I think it's the actual shade of green, though. I think it's
the specific
okay.
type
oh,
of
okay,
green.
Okay,
okay,
okay. All right.
Yeah, so then the Eagles just wear the blacks
yeah.
or whatever.
I'm wondering if they would even complain if they had – because even the Eagles' blacks have the green trim.
Right.
Right.
They can't do any of that.
Or
like,
maybe
how serious are they about this?
Maybe what's the home team in the stadium?
The Corinthians.
Maybe the Eagles have like a special one-off edition that's like the colors of the Corinthians.
Maybe.
Oh, that'd be pretty sick.
That'd be pretty sick. I don't know what their colors are.
That's
but
a great idea.
I'm just trying to figure out how that's going to be with them cheeseheads and them Philly people.
Put like
there.
On the side of the helmet, whatever the Corinthians, because you know every soccer team worth anything has a cool crest,
right,
you know?
Yeah. Right.
Put that Corinthians crest on the side of the helmet and just have the whole colorway be the way that theirs are. That's what I would do. But nobody asked
nobody.
Me.
Maybe you should tell someone.
It's a million-dollar idea.
You should write it down.
We're just handing out million-dollar ideas here every day from 11 to 2.
Speaking of million-dollar ideas, we all assume this is going to happen eventually, but Travis Kelce taking that first step to being a celebrity outside the world of football has agreed to become the host of Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? A spinoff of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader that was once hosted by Jeff Foxworthy and John Cena.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I mean, my only thought when I read this was, first of all,
why?
Maybe I'm smarter than some celebrities. I don't know. I wonder how hard these questions are. But then also, there's a lot of game shows.
Yes.
Like, and they just keep, and then like they just try,
yes.
you know, and then every once in a while, one of them is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, or one of them is that one with all the boxes, the briefcases, you know. But then most of them just fail.
They fail.
And they just go away.
How many damn game shows Dwayne Wade had in two years? I know Dwayne Wade had like two shows.
And they failed.
And they both failed.
Yeah.
I forgot the show that me and my son and wife were watching with God dog it, one of them dudes. We liked it, but season's over, so I don't know if that'll be brought up. I don't know what the hell the Masked Singer is.
I think it's a person who sings with a mask on.
That
no, but I know that, but I'm saying, what's the attraction to that?
I don't
that?
Know. You guess. You
yeah,
get
what's
guess
the attraction? Like,
you
I just
try to guess the celebrity's voice.
Dude, I just realized they got American Idol still going. I was like, Simon ain't on it no more? That's how washed up I am.
They got Simon's on a different one.
They had another one with CeeLo, I think, and they would turn their chairs around sometimes. I don't know.
That was the voice.
The X Factor. I don't know what it was. I don't watch any of them.
I thought CeeLo was on The Voice. Maybe not.
I used to really like Jeopardy when Alex Trebek hosted
Everybody
it.
Loved Jeopardy when
I can't watch it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't like the new person. It's just not the same.
I don't know who the new person is.
That's what I love, the Wheel of Fortune. It's been the same two people forever.
Yeah, Vanna still.
And then she looks the exact same
yeah, man,
somehow.
I think they Vanna.
It might be CGI.
Yeah, it has to be. Or she got like them puppet strings on her shoulders.
Vanna might have died 10 years
ago. They just walked Vanna across with the puppet strings.
This is Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's, Vanna White.
She's just embalmed. She's been dead for 10 years and they can't tell anybody.
Vanna got to be 97.
It's amazing. I don't know how it's possible.
It's amazing. She's still biscuitless, skinny.
I know, but you know, I agree with you, but usually you'd fall off by now. But she
is in the realm of 70. Like that is
she's old. Yeah. She's old. She's looking great. Randy's still hung up. She's not thick. Vanna was never thick.
Biscuitless Vanna.
67 years old. So.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.